or Player.
Yes, it was Cheers to You. Well, welcome to the show, man. We got, I know y'all like, man, there's a midnight show on. It's midnight in Central Time. No, y'all, everybody else got their times around the world, but it's midnight here in the Central Standard Time. And obviously, it's another show on now. Why would there be another show on? Oh, yeah, because we got a very, 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 very big comeback, man. Or in the words of my boy LL Cool J, don't call it a comeback. He got a long-awaited season premiere of the Drip Radio Show hosted by, which I got in the air right now, none other than my great sister in the whole entire world, my girl Goldie Honey, is back in full effect. Welcome back.
What's happening, guys? It's your girl, Goldie Honey, and welcome to the new season of The Drip, which we got. I'm going to read you later, Cedric, for that name, because you should have been up on the T that the name has changed. So we're going to roast you later. Don't worry.
Okay.
Just to let you guys know, we got a lot of good stuff going on today. We opened up a new segment. We got some good music playing. And we gonna have a good time, just thought I'd let you know. Is there anything you want to ask me, Steady, to get it, you know, to make it more comfortable for the listeners out there?
First off, you know, it was for the people that's new to the show, and because Live It Does Live, or now known as Just by Radio Network, it's a lot of great shows, had Glitz and Glamour, which you checked in there earlier. You know, they're doing great. They're almost a month into doing their shows. And then you got On the Fly, too. They've been doing great shows on Thursday. And then now you're bringing your show. Now, and some people don't realize, you know, that's new to you, don't realize that you've actually been, that you're a great part of the reason why there's even a Life at the Dove Live in the first place, because I wouldn't even have known about the network if it was for you. So, I mean, kind of let people know the background of how you got started with this and what they can expect from the new thing that's coming up.
Well, if I tell y'all this story, y'all can't be messaging me, calling me ratchet, and, you know, that I'm not black and all this extra. Because how this started was, it was this dude, I was on Urban Chat, and it was this dude that was getting on my nerves. So I gathered up about 10 people, and we started the Blog Talk Radio just to roast them. And, like, everybody just called in and went in on them. And then I decided to create another show where we would actually talk about stuff. And the dude ended up calling back in. So I had my family on the line. I had people I knew from school on the line, and we all just kind of, you know, we all kind of goofed around and made it a good show. So, you know, from there I kind of got comfortable because my dream is at that time was to be a radio broadcaster. And so basically I just tapped into, you know, what I wanted to do, and, you know, me being the goofball and the Leo that I am, I just made it happen.
Okay. And make it happen is what you did, because, you know, you've had some shows where, man, it got real. And they say, you know, people say that phrase, man, it just got real. You had some shows where there's some people, man, that one, I remember, you know, man, that one guy that called in, and he was being extra controversial. You know, just kind of let everybody know about that, because, like I said, your show is not just another show. It's another, which is why I'm glad you're on the network, because I love how y'all all do your own type of things. But we all get the same common goal of not doing what everybody else is doing.
Well, basically, I started out The Drip basically with it wanting to be what's going on and what's hot, and me being more up to date and current. So basically, I started The Drip to speak on relationships the real way. We had a guy panel where girls couldn't bash males, because, you know, that's a big thing today for girls to bash males. And now I ain't gonna even get into that, but it's cute for boys to bash girls too. But, you know, I pretty much set up a situation where everybody was comfortable to speak on what they have to speak on and then, you know, cut it off at that. Leave your feelings at the door, because when you listen to the drip, you know, it's not about that. And with that, I'm glad that you asked me that. I don't have rules, but I got something that's going to make this show butter. Do you hear me? The rules of Real Spill Radio is you don't get the bash of the sexes, races, or et cetera, unless we're going in on somebody, which we will get into later. There will be no fraudulent advice or information. If you are one of those homegirls that likes to tell your girlfriend what to do because you're the single lady that can never find a man, it's best that you not call in. It's best that you not send a letter. It's best that you don't try to hate, because I will reach you. And then there's no not being yourself. If you fake, please don't call in, because we will reach you for everything that you are. Point blank, period.
And I got my library card right next to me. It's ready. It's in my wallet. It's like, bam, I'm ready to go.
Well, Sadie, I would love to just go ahead and have this small talk, but I'm going to go ahead and get into a song, and then I'm going to introduce one of my special co-hosts, because, you know, he's been rocking with the show forever, and we're going to go ahead and get this thing started. What I got going on, I know he going to hate it, too, is Beyonce Party, and we're going to get the atmosphere up there, and I'm going to need y'all to come back in with all that, with all the extraness that y'all got, okay? I'll be back.
Bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drippin' swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't slow.
swag, start you dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag, start you dripping swag goo. Ooh.
What? What? That was the queen. And I know my co-host is going to come on here and he's going to be hating. Boy, I tell you, he's going to be hating. So you hear me. Anyway, I'm going to get into this next segment. On Real Steel, we got a lot of, the names of the show is going to be so extra, but that's so me. The next segment that we're going to get into is called Pocket Change, which is pretty much our 2 cents on current events and things that have been happening around the world. And first of all, let's get into this Love and Hip Hop Scrappy situation thing. Allegedly, he's supposed to be kicked off of next season in the place of Waka Flocka. But that's not even the kicker. He's supposed to be worth anywhere up to $500,000 just for the season. I think not. I mean, I'm not going to go in on Waka Flocka because, you know, if he decides to come on and shake his dreads onto the show, I ain't going to say nothing, do you hear me? But, you know, it's not going to be the same because if you don't have Scrappy's love fest, then, you know, you don't get to have all the extra characters that come along with it unless they're going to be having Bambi humping Waka while Tammy getting mad or, you know, unless Shay bumping off somebody else that's, you know, irrelevant as well. You know, it's not going to be the same because if they're engaged and they actually happy, it's not going to be worth watching. I'm just saying, you know, ratchet television is my forte. That's it. And I'm going to add one of my special co-hosts onto the line. I told him I was going to give him advance notice, but I really don't care. I told him. I already told him I was going to put him on blast. I got my boy Simi on the line. Say, what's up?
Hey, man, why you play that old weak-ass Beyonce to start the show off with, man? You should have played something hot. Why you play that old bullshit, man? You wrong.
Excuse you.
Hold on, let's try
that again.
Say,
what's up?
Okay. Well, I'm saying, hi,
everybody. I'm going to add another rule for Simi. I got a rule for you.
Doing good. But, hey, I was talking. How you just going to cut me off?
Go ahead, Loretta. Go ahead.
I already said my greetings and salutations. I'm good.
How you going to talk this mess when I knew you were going to come in hating on Beyonce low-key when you know she the queen? So we're going to get into that a whole other time. So, Cindy, what do you think we should go ahead and go in on with this little gossip thing? What you think about Waka Flocka replacing Lil Scrappy on Love and Hip Hop?
Man, is Waka Flocka even in a relationship with anybody? Because it's called Love of Hip Hop. That nigga ain't got no sideline, no chicken head, no nothing.
Oh, well, actually, he's engaged. He's engaged to the girl he's just going to be on the show, but, like, we've never seen Waka Flocka, you know, be interesting unless he's trying to spell something or tell us that he's studying geometry in college. You know, other than that.
Okay, well, who is this chick that he engaged to? Where'd she come from? How long has this been going on? You know, I don't keep up with current events. You know, that ain't my thing.
I mean, I don't know how long it's been going on. I just know that they're saying that that's what they're going to replace Scrappy's whole little situation and lineup with. But, you know, I guess it's going to be cute. I guess Mama Scott said let her do her, and we're going to have to go along with it.
You know what, on the cool, that's probably cool for Scrappy going back to jail. That's probably what that's cool for on the cool.
No, that's probably cool for
I really don't.
Ain't nobody got time to be hearing the, can y'all call the guards? This is not Castle. We is going to catch them, master. We tired of Mama D being a slave. So maybe that's probably why they're kicking her off the show. We are tired of Mama D and her weeds. Maybe that's what it is. So is there anything else hot going on? You know, you want to tell us about something that's maybe going on in Fort Worth that you might want to go ahead and put out there? Because I know you're doing some things.
Oh, but of course you know I do. You know I do. Why don't y'all come holler at Fly Dreamers NT, Major League, certified. every Friday night we at Red Goose. Every Friday night, that's 306 Houston, downtown Fort Worth, the hottest number one party spot in downtown Fort Worth. Come check us out. We got 100 plus every weekend bomb ass drink specials. Come check us out.
And what exactly do you do there? Are you one of those people that jigs on the floor? Or
No, I don't jig.
Where are you at?
We're gonna leave the jig to your brother, Mr. Always Turned Up. We're gonna leave that to him.
I think you hating low key though. Is what it is.
DJ said he Jay be turned up. I ain't even gonna lie. That nigga be jigging all night. I don't know whether it be the liquor or just be the Courtney, but that nigga be in that thing.
Shout out to my brother,
though. Send me Isadora, me and that Red Goose. Y'all will see me standing outside. I'm one of the promoters as well, right along with my boy Reggie Corbett. Find him on Facebook, Major League Drewski Drew. Find him on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. We out there.
And don't think because you cute, you ain't gotta have your ID. You know, you ain't that cute.
Nah, hell no. Bring your ID. No ID, no entry. No ID. I repeat, no ID, no entry. I ain't trying to hear it. I don't care how much money you got. You ain't getting
any. Don't stop being no officer. Don't stop that.
Well, you know, I'm in training. You know what I'm saying? I gotta stay on top of my shit. You know what I'm saying?
For
not putting in hands. Pepper spray, you know, whatever I got to do, I'm going to do that.
Okay, now this next little topic, I don't know if you've seen it, but did you hear about this little Kanye interview? Because I was watching Kris Jenner, and if y'all don't know, that's Kim Kardashian's mama. Somebody then decided to give this help on a show, and Kanye went on there, and he sounded like a nigga straight off of an ass-kissing. Pretty much, he decided to go on the show and kind of talk like this the whole show. And I don't know where he decided to get this from because nobody actually listens to Kanye that much to know that he doesn't talk like that.
He had his point there, phone, in other words.
He talked like that the whole interview, and they made him look like a baby back bitch that whole fucking interview.
Well, but he's Jay-Z's baby back bitch, so, I mean, he's still a baby back bitch either way. True.
Only reason why I'm going to let you have that is because, you know, I wouldn't normally let you talk about him because you were Beyonce hater and that's the click, you know, but since he pissed me off that whole interview, I think I posted maybe 35 posts about Kanye's voice during that interview because it irked my soul, it irked my spirit. The whole interview.
Well, you know, I can give a crap less about Rock Nation, anything did, but you doing good by letting me make it, so I'm just going to get out for that.
So basically what you're saying is you could care less about his man seed fertilizing Kim Kardashian and revealing the picture, the infamous picture. Is that what you're talking about?
Hey, look, I ain't even never heard it, saw it, or none of that. You know, I don't pay them no minds.
He flowered Kim Kardashian. Isn't that supposed to be all of you man's dream to knock down Armenian but Kim Kardashian? Is that the goal? Isn't that?
Man, say.
I mean, I'm just saying,
though.
Let's be honest.
Say. Somebody wanted a good laugh, because that's all that is a knee slapper, nigga. That's all that is.
So what we're going to do is, this is dedicated to Simeon, because we already know that he turns up for Kim Kardashian. And like City J saying in the chat room, turned down for what?
You out of line. How do you feel coming up as a nigga in a cascade?
out. Got a nickel wanting it so bad I'm about to pass out. Wanna dig you, and I can't even lie about it. Baby, just alleviate your clothes, time to fly about. Catch you at a club, oh shit, you got me feeling. Body talking shit to me, but I can't comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me, then this your chance. Do an 80 on the freeway, police catch me if you can. Forgive me, I'm a rider, still I'm just a simple man. All I want is money, fuck the fame, I'm a simple man. It's the international player with a passport. Just like a ladder, bitch, get you anything you ask for. It's either him or me. Champagne, Hennessy, a favorite of my homies. When we fall on our enemy, witness as we creep to a low speed. Keep what I hold me, pump some more weed, bump. You don't need approaching who you with a passion, but a long deck. But I've been driven by a track in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby. I love it when you're blown. It's time to give it to daddy, nigga. Now tell me how you want it. Come to talk, am I a fool or what? Positions on the floor, it's like erotic. Ironic, cause I'm somewhat psychotic. I'm hitting switches on bitches like I've been fixed when I drop it. Up and down like a roller coaster. I'm up the doctor, I ain't quick until the show is over. Cause I'm a rider, in and out, it's like a robbery. I'll probably be a freak and let you get on top of me. Either rockin' beats, night full of Alizé. A living legend, you ain't heard about these niggas, Lady Cali Day. The Lord of Chuckers, you's a motherfucker. Instead of trying to help a nigga, you destroy your brother. Worse than the other pill. The hot back, when someone used to make your niggas, niggas top that. They want to listen to me, they'd rather see me in the cell. Living in hell, only a few of us are in a cell. Now everybody talking about us, I can give a fuck. I'd be the first ones to bomb and cuss. Nigga, tell me how you want it. I got the scoop on how to get a bulletproof. Because I took from the roof before I was a teenager. Mobile phone style paid to gain roots. I'm living major, my adversaries looking rugged. They paranoid and big brother. One of my smooth pieces in the step. My only hope is survive. If I was to stay alive, getting hot. See the demons in my eyes before I die. I wanna live my life in ball. Make a couple million and then I'm chilling, say the more. These taxes got me crossed up and people trying to sue me. Media is in my business and they acting like they know me. But I'm a mass, I'm still out. I'm ready, fuck that, put the whip and fuck steal out. Yeah, nigga, it's some new shit, so better get up on it. When you see me, tell a nigga how you want it. How do you want it?
Okay, and we back. I got adding, you know, the co-host Simi and the main host City.
Hey, Mabel.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in the building.
So what we got coming up now is some real ratchetness, and I'm pretty sure Simi is very anxious to get to these letters. This segment is called The Real, which is going to be questions from my viewers that don't just want insight. They just want to hear from a homie point of view. But we're not going to be that homie that lied to you and tapped you on your shoulder and tell you it's okay. We're going to call you stupid.
Oh, let me say something right quick.
What?
I only sugarcoat shit for kids. We outgrown, so I ain't sugarcoating shit.
So let's get into this first letter, shall we? Y'all going to have to bear with me because sometimes people like to not proofread, and I can't read that. So luckily this person has some type of education. So we're going to get into this letter, and y'all can tell us your comments.
We don't
speak
Walmart.
So, let's get it cracking. So basically, it starts off, Dear Cody, I love your show and laugh controllably at every episode. I'm just going to leave it at that. Please keep up the good work. I wanted to ask your opinion of something. Several weekends ago, a friend of mine was having a dinner at a really nice restaurant as a going-away party because she got a job in another state. Another friend of both of ours wanted to attend but couldn't because she's been without a job. She thought she wouldn't be able to afford to attend the going-away party. Well, 2 days or so before the party was scheduled, this friend, the jobless one, got a call with a job offer for a position she interviewed for in the week. They told her that she could start the following week after the party. Because of that, she asked me if I could loan her the money for the last get-together, and she gives it back to me by the end of the week. I agreed and loaned her $250 because I did want to enjoy her company for the festivities with our friend leaving. Here's where I get salty. The $250 was given to her to be able to enjoy herself at the restaurant, which was, again, somewhat expensive, plus enough to cover her admission, drinks, to the after party, blah, 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 blah. However, during the dinner, everybody ordered a round of drinks, and she said, I got this round. I sat there with the blankest face ever, like, you didn't even have enough money to be in here in the first place, but now you're buying a round of drinks? All right. So she pays for the drink, pays for her check, and from what I could tell, she had about $20 left to get to the after party, and she pays for admission but spends the rest of the night asking me to front her some drinks. I didn't do it because I felt that she had not tried to buy that with my money that I gave her, she would have had enough to get her own drinks, and now she's mad at me. Even though she did give me $250 back, she did so with an attitude, basically because she has been ignoring me ever since. Do you think I should keep trying to reach out or just say if she's going to be a bitch about it anyway? Simi, would you like to give your insight on this ever so long letter?
Did you get a sip of water after that? Because that bitch long-winded.
For real. I tried to go
on
there and read on
some blue ballot books.
Do I need to give them a summary pretty much before we get into this? Because I couldn't keep up with myself. Basically, this girl gave her friend $250 because she wanted to go to some party. And the girl, when they got there, the girl pretty much spent up all the money on everybody else, saying, hey, I'm going to buy everybody some drinks, like it's her dough. Then she turns around, gets into the club, and then asks the same person that gave her the $250 for drinks all night. And then she's paying her back, and this person wants to know if they should continue to mess with her or, you know, just leave her alone because she's going to be a BIQCH anyway.
Man.
I think it's a very simple question, but whatever.
I'm going to say, this shit elementary simple. Look, first of all, if the bitch is going to trip behind some money, first of all, that really ain't your friend. She was just kicking it with you because you're cool. Secondly, if she misused the money that you loan her, period, point blank, you don't loan her no more money. She going to misuse it. Do it for what? Regardless if she going to pay you back. If you're not going to use my money, what I gave it to you to use it for, then you're out of there. Period, point blank. That's all I got to say about that matter, because she shouldn't even ask for no advice on that. She could have asked her daughter something about that. That's silly.
Me personally, I read this letter and I was really like, the first thing that came to my mind was, well, duh, dumbass. Because basically, she pretty much saying, you know, she pretty much going there, I gave the person for me $250. We get to one spot, you just spend up $230 on everybody else's drinks, and this ain't your money. Oh, no, we would have had some problems. It would have been World War ZQD off in that mug. And, you know, she just pretty much, she didn't care, because basically she didn't care, because at that moment right there,
free money.
I would have snatched that $20
back.
I would have snatched that $20 back and been like, uh-uh, no, ma'am. And then just listen
yeah,
at that.
Yeah, go home.
Not even
I'll holler.
So, yeah, that was your oop. I'm sorry. I mean, you wrote us, but, you know, like I said, we're going to call you slow when you're slow. Sorry. Welcome to Real Steel Radio.
Welcome to Real Steel.
You got any takes on that letter?
I could just sum it up in one small little thing. #DTM. That's all I got to say. But those don't know what DTM stands for, that is doing the most.
that is
all I can say about doing the most.
That's all I can say, doing the most.
I'm just real frustrated.
I just want
to say, what's up with this law? I mean, I feel like she sent in the freaking Ten Commandments and we're just letting, like, dang, like, can you just get, you know how they used to tell you to get straight to the point? They say elaborate, but dang, don't do like, I mean, God.
My thing is, I'm friendly, and I got some friends, but if any of them come to me and ask me for anything over $40, I'm going to look at them with a lip, like, who you talking to? So she's the idiot for loaning this person $250 in the first place, and then B, thinking that this person's going to pay her back, which she did. She did. But, you know, you gave somebody, you know, real nigga part-time job money, and you expect for her not to go act like it was her.
Right. I mean, for real,
so,
man,
later,
like $250. Some people don't even make,
no,
you know,
ma'am.
These old buku behind retail jobs. Some people don't even make that in 2 weeks.
I know bitches that's been that on her, shit.
I wish. Okay, let me make a public service announcement to you girls and folks. Text off. Okay, listen, y'all listening. If y'all have anything over $150 to spend on weavery, can you bring the collection plate this away? I'm going to get you the same weave for under $150, and I'm going to pocket the rest of that money. And then, you know, maybe I go ball out and buy everybody a round of drinks myself. You know, I ain't shooting no plugs. If you pay $400 for her, and they go into the hair store to get the hair that they supplying. You the idiot, not us. I ain't the idiot. I'm just saying. I'm just being honest.
I'm just being honest.
So,
for real, just like you said, if you spending more than that on her, on the cool, don't even go to Goldie. Just bring me that, and I'm going to go to Jenny's or something and say,
$13.
Not Jenny though, not Jenny. You talking about? You tripping? That's real though. I go get you some Milky Way right now. $150. I get you 10 packs.
Yeah.
I sew it in for you for $150. Do you hear me? I do that. But if you're spending $365 for 27-inch unicorn hair, I'm going to slap you in.
This nigga said unicorn. Where did the mythical creatures come in?
I've seen maybe one black girl in my life. With booty length.
The reason why they get it so long because it's that twerk her. You know, they got to throw that shit before they start twerking and shit. That's that twerk her.
I mean, so what's gonna happen when they get these struggle ponytails and they come to the club with their real hair and decide to throw it in? Then what's going to happen?
Hey, I'm going to tell you now. Let Ari one of them come through Red Goose and they ain't got no edges
or anything. I'm telling you now, I'm roasting at the dough. I'm roasting at the dough. From top to bottom.
And
I'm
then
roasting.
And then on top of that, when you're ready to get you a new weave, when you decide to spend that $300, you're going to give it to us once again. I'm going to go ahead and shoot, send me $75, and I'm going to go ahead and keep $75 for myself. And we're going to go ahead and go to
right,
and get
right
to
on.
Take care of.
Teamwork. That's how we got to do it, black people. Teamwork.
I was going to quote Lil Scrappy, but, you know, he, since he's not going to be relevant, why try?
We're not going to talk about Is Nae on the radio. I'm sick of the Is Nae. I'm tired of it. Everybody feel like they got an Is Nae at the end of Is Nae everything. Nah, fuck all that.
But, Sammy, you're not
no,
Is Nae
no.
What I'm saying is Nae. Do you hear? Do you feel Nae?
God.
I'm just saying.
No, it's not
okay.
None of that.
Now here's what we're gonna
keep
do.
All of that
we
out
got
at the castle. We're gonna kick all of that.
We got this next little segment coming up. It's called the Hit List. And no, it's not what you're thinking. We're not gonna name the top 10 songs you hear on the radio every weekend. What we're gonna do is our hit list is gonna be a list of 10 things that has been either ratchet or shit that you don't do when going somewhere, which I like to elect the topic for today, what I hit this is going to be covering.
Ooh, Simi got a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We can either do the bitches with the Elsie the Cow lashes with the lace front that stop at the top of their eyebrows, or we can do the ones who be coming to the club with that gap at the back of their heel and their toes gripping the front of them. I can't stand it.
Or okay, I got another one. All right, let's talk about the people that spend VIP money getting to the club and fight. Like, I never get that. Like, niggas be spending $20 to get it. They spend $20 to get it, and they're like, man, I'm putting through the skip run. The dude is saying getting a skip by the first one's fighting the club. I never get those guys.
I don't understand the people that don't get in free and do stupid stuff anyway. Like, you spend $300
on your
Remy.
I never understood that. Like, niggas come to Red Goose all the time. Don't have no ID. Pocket full of money. Okay, how much a replacement ID cost y'all? Like, what, $16,
$17? It's $15. I had to replace it about 3 months
okay,
ago.
Okay, it's $15. Nigga, you walk around with about $600-$700 in your pocket, but you can't go get a replacement ID?
Now, send me a disclaimer. Do y'all accept paper IDs when they come through the thing? Maybe they're thinking, oh, if I get a paper ID, they ain't going to let me in no way.
It gets so real at the door. We do it like this. We'll take a paper ID. I'll take your work badge with a ticket that you got the week before because you were speeding to work. Nigga, we'll take your birth certificate, your insurance card with your work ID, college ID. It don't matter. As long as it got your picture and your name on it and it's a real ID and you got something that can prove, like birth certificate, you got insurance card, hell, like I said, a ticket that you got from the police, that will get you in the club. It may sound ratchet, but, hey, shit get like that. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to part of it, you need to do everything. I'm just saying.
I mean, but the way it's sounding, by the time they provide you all that stuff, they might have to go to the DMV and go show them that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Why go through all that trouble at the door? Why go through all that trouble? See, that brings me to say another thing. These people coming up to the door with IDs that they know ain't theirs. If you try to hook and crook your way into the club, at least know what's on the damn ID. If I ask you your address, be able to say it. If I ask you the birthday, don't just tell me the year. Tell me the month and day, too, dummy. Hey, man, you just don't understand the kind of troubles you run into at the door at the club. Man, and then, oh, my God, not to mention.
I done seen a couple of your troubles. I done seen a couple of your troubles. It ain't got nothing to do with the ID, but I done seen a couple of your troubles. I done seen some worrisome looking motherfuckers at your club, so I know your troubles.
You talking about the ratchetness at the door?
No,
Okay, I guess you're one of those going in on the network, huh?
Hey, we turns up at Red Goose, though. We may have a lot of shit going on, but peep this. We turns up. That is the spot to be at, man. Real spill. Real
the
shit.
Hottest
no
clubs to go to are the ones where it's 25% classy and 75% ratchet, because the classy people usually go to the club to people watch anyway. So
yeah, I can't stand that. I got people watch. We are not goldfish. Get stepping up. I mean, if you pay all this money, us new Giuseppes and some Michael Kors just to come to the club and stand in the corner, I don't understand that. That's just lame. I mean, that's
Hey, look. I don't have no problem with you paying that money to get in the club, to stand in the corner, as long as you hit that bar, because nigga need that cash. You hear me? Make sure you hit that bar. That leads me to say, anybody coming to Red Goose, we got $2 drinks before 11, $3 Wells, $4 Hell Games, $5 Ciroc all night, and we got $50 bottles. Come turn up with us.
Are y'all doing sew-ins and coochie tickets? is that provided when you buy these bottles?
No, that's
if you come to the door with a bag of hair, I'm telling you now, roast. Off the top, nigga, pound roast. I'm on your ass. I'm telling you. Hell no,
y'all
we ain't doing no
phone in. Y'all can catch me by the pool table with my trench coat that I opened it up with the weed game inside of it.
She said trench coat like she Lenny from Good Times.
Goldie, you my nigga, and I love you, but I'm putting your ass out.
You gonna put me out? But I'm gonna pay that $10 though.
If they buy weed, they ain't buying no drinks.
How about do it? I'm gonna borrow $250 from you, right? Then I'm gonna buy you some drinks. How about that? And then I'm gonna pay you back. And I'm gonna be soft.
Bang bang. She shoots slugs. Bang bang.
Nah, we gonna get off of her letter. So what we gonna do right here is I'ma let Sebby pick out the next song that we finna go into, and then we gonna come back with some goodness. Just know that. Stay tuned. No, don't go nowhere.
You know what? We laughing, we playing, we being ratchet. I'm gonna pick this song. This goes out to all the girls who twerking and got booties built like chickens. It is not a good thing. Just let people know that.
Featuring
Nicki Minaj. Let them strap us.
Let's play big bank, take love bank.
Bank.
You are looking at a shark in a fish tank.
Tank.
When I'm in the kitchen, I make plenty cash. Tell Shawty call me, she got plenty ass.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bang, bang,
bang,
I'm frontin' on you, know you
frontin'.
Yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah,
yeah, I love the strippers.
Yeah.
In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag,
bag,
I'm frontin' on you, know you.
Okay, first a bag, bag,
bag,
Louis backpack,
pack.
Where's Paris Hilton?
Where?
Where's Cat Stack?
Damn.
I'm Rambo with this ammunition. My camo come from True Religion. I'm broke, can't pay attention. Your cue to missing. New edition, Mr. Telephone Man. There's something wrong with my line. When I call my baby's number, I get a click every time. Every line is dope, you can snow. Work in the pool, I can make it do a robot. I'm haterphobic, they mad cause I'm winning. They busy hind catching. Mad cause I'm pitching. All my different, all my diamonds glistening. My
so loud. Everybody listen. They say it's for the birds. So I bought it. My Boost Mobile chirping. It might be my amigo. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car. Got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag, I'm frontin' on you.
No, I'm crazy. Wrong with these lately. Better get on their knees and pray. Y'all rep that rich gang. Where's Stunner? Where's Wayne? That's red on my wrist bang. SB, Mac Main. Tail Tiger, looking for the tall black China. Take in the hot flash. Menopause hot flash. Yes, that's why I'm crown queen. And I ain't looking for the prom king. These whole careers ain't promising. Killing these crime scene. Oh, that's how I do it. When I pull up, this hit you in the chin like a pull up. My door's so cocky, my door's so stuck up. Oh, how about the space cock? The space press, I call him a space bark. Man, I wish it would. $100,000 engine, I wish it could.
Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 So when I bag, bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you frontin'. Yeah, I love the strippers. 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 In my foreign car, got the trunk by the engine. So when I bag, bag, I'm frontin' on you, know you.
Right, I don't even think these people understood what the fuck I just said. I said, $100,000 engine. How is your good? Like the little engine, that good. Yeah, get it.
Yo, what's up? We're back, and I have Steady J and Simi back on the line with me because they're keeping it flowing. We came up with our little hit list, and would y'all like to go ahead and drum roll that thing and tell them what it's going to be?
That's my Boulay drum roll.
The wrong shit that motherfuckers wear to the club. The wrong shit. We not talking about fat people only. We talking about you skinny motherfuckers as well. And the folks that's in between. We talking about everybody. So if you're in your feelings, grab a tissue. I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Who would like, Goldie, you first?
Would y'all like me to go first?
We would like you to go, the queen to go first.
Okay, so what's my number one? Are we going to go from 10 to 1? Because you know my number 10
one. Yeah, 10 to
okay.
1, that sounds good.
Number 10 is going to have to be Nixon brands, and at least two of your brands are not real. You have on special edition before they came out, before they're hot, Space Jam Jordan with the lime pink green stripes going through them with a SpongeBob doing a slam dunk on the side. You got that mixed with some Levi's, and then you have the nerve to have some random croquet man riding this big funky-ass horse. I've never seen a polo like that. So, and then you have the nerve to have on, like, one of those little Hot Topic hats that has nothing to do with any type of brand, and then you post a picture and say things like, swag. Anybody like to do number 9?
No. It's swaggy. That's it. Swaggy.
Oh, they say on the East Coast, wavy. I'm wavy, man. No,
wavy?
You not.
Wavy? nigga, wave my body, your ass. Nigga, go home, nigga, wave. You should go home and change, nigga. Take it back to the store, nigga, if anything.
The people, they just be grabbing, they just want to fit in so bad, Lord.
Okay, next one, Sadie J.
Y'all want me to pick number nine? Is that what's supposed to do?
Number nine.
Okay, you said that. All right, this I'm coming for the ladies on this one. Coming for y'all. Ladies, we're going to keep it real. If you're going to wear something, make sure you check and see how holy your leggings are. I mean, I'm just being real. Because some of y'all, I mean, I'm about to keep it real. At Red Goose, there was a lingerie party, right? And this one girl, I know you're trying to know what I'm talking about too, Simi. This girl had lingerie on, and she had a hole in her damn panties. And guess what the hole was at? It was about an inch away. Y'all, I know that's how I picked the measure, right? About an inch away from where the love zone, I'm going to call it the love zone. The love zone.
I want
me to be getting with it. They want me to be
getting right by the house.
Pussy. It was right. I mean, and you can, it was big as, you can notice it because it was light blue. She had light blue stuff, so you can see it clear as daylight. He like,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know.
You know what I'm talking about, bro. I was like, and he was telling me random chicks came in and said, "You see that hole?" I was like, "Wow!" I didn't even know. I was trying my hardest not to notice it, and every time it just—it's like when you notice that. Oh my God, I can't even. Look, ladies, just check your stuff before you leave the house. Make sure it's right. You know, you don't want a bunch of holes in your stuff, and you know your stuff ripping open like the Incredible Hulk. Like, just check it out before you leave.
Okay. I guess it's my turn. Number eight. We gonna go with you granny panty wearing motherfuckers. First of all, if you gonna be twerking and shit, make sure that your panties is not finna ruffle up at the top of your shorts, at the top of your pants, whatever it is, your skirt, whatever it is you got on. Don't nobody want to see that. It look like you sagging on the cool. Nobody want to see that. Nobody want to see that shit. Then you got the Hanes band around it. Bitch, you ain't lying.
But Simi, what if they dragging that wagon, though, with that guy on?
You do not associate dragging that wagon with a bitch who got her blooms hanging out her pants. I'm just saying. We not finna associate that. And I don't think my nigga Major League Drewski Drew would appreciate that shit. So I'm gonna stand up in his defense. Don't do that shit, my nigga. We go leave that alone. We go dead there where it's at. Because, so, they are not dragging that wagon. If anything, you dragging that pad, bitch, because you're on your period. Don't go over that shit.
What if she
just
want to be comfortable in her cotton?
Look, if you got to wear granny panties to be comfortable, you don't need to go to the club. You need to stay home that week. I'm just saying.
Stay at home with your pajamas on, watch a Lifetime, maybe
Raw
Friday,
watch Lucky
or something.
But
what if she say
boy shorts
for her man, though?
So
you
gotta
tell me if you seen this girl that you just thought was so fine, and she just, you know, she came over, she said, "What's up, Simi? Da 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 da, whoop de whoop," and she was like, "Let's dance." Or she probably wouldn't say let's dance because y'all young folks, y'all just so extra. She just turned around and started twerking, and then you notice that she has a lot of cloth on her ass.
You say the excess at the top of
What you gonna do?
She's going home.
So you gonna
kick ass? I'm gonna use a classic Simi phrase. That is not appeasing.
That is not appeasing at all. Thank you, DJ Simi J. That is not appeasing.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact,
I got
three strikes
and I'll
get you out of there.
Number seven, Craig.
Seven, okay. Yep.
If I see one mole one more. Girl in a jumpsuit, and she built like a BPA-free tumbler bottle. I'm going to whoop y'all ass. I'm going to whoop y'all ass. I see not a nail chick in there, and she's built like a Best Made steel pickle, but she decides to squeeze her bad body ass into a jumpsuit. I'm going to fight you, I'm going to fight her, and I'm going to fight Simeon for letting her in. I don't have no problem
with throwing hands. Even if she built like a QT cup, she out of the.
Oh man,
she built like a slushy bottle. You out of there?
If you stayed up and down like an egg roll, I don't want to see you with nothing that's supposed to have an hourglass in it. I mean, if you just stay at the crib. I put on the T-shirt and some jeans and call it for what it is. Or, you know, you can call me, you know, because I'm going to have so many hustles during this show. You can call me and get your weave game up, and then I'm going to go ahead and reactivate this little artist account so you can go ahead and get your body magic and squeeze that body on into an hourglass. And you can go ahead and be fraudulent for the night. Put this on throw on that jumpsuit again. Okay. Again.
Because some of them guys don't be realizing it anyway. So, yeah, you're right.
They
don't be knowing the difference. Some of them just be like, bitch, you too.
See, that fraudulent, that's going to have to bring us to number six, that fraudulent. You talking about you extra cow eyelash wearing bitches. Especially
oh, God.
Eyebrows. Yeah, we talking about y'all. If I see man of the bitch with some eyelashes, look like she blinking with fingers on her eyelids, we're going to have a problem at the door. I'm just saying, I can't even see your eyebrows because your eyelashes are so damn long. Nigga, your eyelashes is not supposed to touch your edge up. I'm just saying. That ain't what that is. If you blink and you blow my hat off, we got a problem.
Why are you on eyelashes?
Came from. Y'all noticed that every girl, no matter what age you are, they don't start wearing eyelashes real deep. And they, you know, unless they didn't already been into that, you know, it's only very few girls. But almost every girl didn't start wearing eyelashes until they went to prom, their senior year. It's like after they put on lashes after prom, they just thought that was the cutest shit ever. And they look like drag queens 365. I can't get with that.
See, that goes along with you once that shaving your eyebrows off, too, and taking them whole-ass permanent markers and drawing them shits way up on your forehead and shit look like you asking questions all day. That shit ain't a thing.
Why you asking all them questions?
I ain't seen one girl that didn't shave their eyebrows off and drew them in and have not looked like a villain yet. Every bitch I see that draw on her eyebrows, she looks like some type of Disney villain. She looks like some type of witch or a schemer or something. She don't look like nuts. She don't look jolly at all.
What was that evil man name on Crash Bandicoot that had that N in the middle of his forehead and shit with them eyebrows?
Man, I can't remember his name. I know what he's talking about, too.
He's got Yoshimitsu eyebrows and shit.
Now, my thing is this. Okay, if you're going to put your eyebrows on, like, seriously, make sure they even. At least you're going to put them on, man. Make sure they even, man. Make sure they even. Because I just don't be, one thing, I mean, you're going to be in the club. Make sure you got the ones that can last through them in the night, because you're going to be in the club getting that tab spray in your face, and then it's going to disappear, and people going to be like, oh, my God, what happened to her face? They just start melting off. Because she used a cheap glue to do it, and then her makeup start coming up, and then you like, God dang. Who was this?
You say eye pencil going to look like eyeshadow and shit, bitch. Look like your mascara running.
Like she used a Crayola knife, talked to the market to drop the mud on. Yeah, like, okay. Come on now.
Bitch, use an old pastel and shit.
So what y'all, once again, you know, because I got to be specific since y'all know y'all want to get into the Brandy Panties. Y'all mean to tell me if y'all always say y'all want to read somebody's emotions and y'all always think girls is mad anyway. So a girl that's drawing on her eyebrow, she's just trying to express how she feels all the time, and y'all
okay,
gonna turn
look.
Her down.
Look.
So y'all
look.
Just gonna turn her down.
Look, this ain't baseball. You don't get three strikes. You get two. If you got the eyelashes and the eyebrows, you already out of there. There's no reason to even try to hold a conversation. You out of there. Bitch, you look like a Muppet. I'm cool.
Or the little,
so
like,
means,
remember the little paper bag puppets used to make? She look like one of them things.
Look like Miss Piggy. No, Miss Piggy been wearing fake eyelashes and drawing that shit on since we was little kids. That's probably where he hoes got that shit from.
That shit got
creative
Miss
eyebrow
the...
bitches.
Look at that. Oh, we're the blow peeing eyebrow bitches.
No, go to remember, let's draw. I know you remember that stupid behind video. They must have been, like, watching that. Like, oh, I saw this on Let's Draw. Let me do this for quick. I'm like, come on, man.
Let's draw. Did you say let's draw?
Yes, I said let's draw. You already did.
And then he just read all of you villain eyebrow bitches because Let's Draw is the most horrible drawing tutorial for little kids ever. So don't do that to your children. And don't do that to your children. So
we're
going
to
go to
number
five.
Okay, we're
going to
go hit number five.
Oh, my God. Okay, number five.
Who wants to do number five?
I got to try to laugh so hard. All right, number five. Y'all know I wasn't going to let this one go by, right? Because, guys, y'all not safe. This will be going on females. Keep this slow. Y'all not safe either. Guys, listen really carefully. As far as becoming yourself. If you come in something that your homeboy was wearing last week, they're going to remember it. Especially if you're going to the same exact club. Not put on your homeboy's shirt you had on last week or say, I'm putting his jay, you say, oh man, the whole team, man, we wouldn't got these dudes at the same time, man. Like, I mean, I know your homeboy looking out for you, and y'all doing this old gift exchange thing with y'all clothes every week. Y'all go to the club, but I'm gonna need y'all really think it through, man. If you're going there, you're not a Mr. Potato Head. You can't get Swiss body parts every 5 minutes. I'm gonna need y'all to really think before y'all come to the club. Remember what your homeboy had on last week. If he had it on, and you like you and your homeboy closet, man, we work with your team real quick, man. If he wore it last week, don't worry. They go with them. They're going to say, oh, you that lame nigga that's wearing your homeboy clothes. You know, they're going to look at you like that. You don't want to be that nigga when you go in the club. Just say it.
Yeah, nigga, you going to be considered crummy because that's exactly what you're going to look like, a crummy-ass nigga. Okay, number four.
So, number four, I believe. We had not really spoke on it, but I'm just going to, you know, go ahead and let it be known that if y'all ladies come into the club with these her hats, but that's not even it. You can slang it luxurious, but if I see one more girl that don't need an ombre or a blonde streak in her hair and she looks like a fucking fool, I'm going to go in on y'all, I'm going to go in on Simeon, and I'm going to go in on you listeners because y'all telling me that this blonde shit looks cute and this red shit looks cute
okay.
and these rainbow colors
Why
look cute.
Okay, hold on. Why you got to pull me into all this ratchetness? You know, I don't associate
because
myself with this foolishness.
Because
you
going
to
let them in.
Look, I feel like this. If you got that $10, you can show, come on in. I'm looking at that paycheck at the end of the night. I'm trying to get the team some money. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get the team some money. So, yeah, I'll take that her hat.
You with your twerk hair. You with your poetic justice braid. You with your 27-cent quick weave. You with the 99-cent braid hair. All of y'all can come here.
Are the Keisha Cole, the red, the redhead, the no quake? Yeah, they get it too.
Yeah, you with the fire engine red
and,
hair, you can come
in. Hold, and just to add fuel to the fire, with you bad body pickle built blue aluminum can built hoes that been in jumpsuits. If y'all one more you bad body bitches think that you are Keisha Dior, or Keisha K, or whichever one you want to be, and y'all get that little mohawk shit on y'all head ever again, I'm going in on Simeon because he letting them in. I'm going to go in on Cedric because he didn't already blast them on the show. And then y'all know I'm just going to go in period because I'm ignorant like that. So I'm just going to let y'all know right now, if I see y'all, if I see one more of you bad body hoes with the weave mohawks with the curly hair in the front, and you think that you cute, I'm going to personally roast you. I do it anyway. Y'all already be looking back like, what's she laughing at? You know I'm laughing at you. If you that you turning around. If you that stupid, you turning around to see who's laughing at who, I'm probably laughing at you. Because y'all know
I like the lace front. The people that are not putting their lace front is like they got a motorcycle helmet on. Y'all are this too, man. These motorcycle helmets, like, really. I don't want you walking the club looking like you and the, you're part of three students or whatnot. But some of them, I'm like.
And then, you know, time to add on to the hair thing one more game, because you know I can go on and on with this subject, but I'm not. You girls with y'all meaty ass heads, if my bro is trying to add a few to the fire. If one more of you meaty head hoes get a shaved haircut to the side, and you can see all them avenues and rolls and hot dog links in the back of your head. If I see it again, you are going to get an infraction. I'm going to start doing infractions in the club. And y'all going to get written up and get sent home. I'm going to pin it to your shirt and make you go your ass home like you're in elementary school.
That down in front of you, you're gonna keep a copy for yourself as well for the principal.
The principal post style of that shit and blend it in. So.
I'm gonna put that bitch in the hot dog boat and leave it where it's at.
Somebody in the chat room said something about the hair thing. Ronaldo called creators, he said he pulled a model from his magazine, BS25, because she had blonde hair. And then he reshot it with black hair. Hey, it is what it is. If you don't look like, start from scratch, man, because they ain't gonna go from, they ain't gonna fly.
but see, that's not even, it's not even about it being blonde to me. It's about you knowing that you look a fool blonde. Like, it's just some of y'all, yeah, it doesn't do, blonde is supposed to enhance you, especially if you was not born with blonde hair, which 99.25% of you probably weren't. I need y'all to stop putting this blonde in your hair if you just look like a regular chick. You're not going to be
a 100% man. Nah, 100% of these bitches wasn't born with blonde hair. Keep it real, nigga. Just to steal, man. Keep it real, nigga. Let me see a black bitch just say she was naturally born with blonde hair, and I'll show you a liar.
You gonna read it and let them know.
I'm gonna show you a liar. Bitch, that's the rock side if I ever seen it, bitch.
Somebody gonna send you a YouTube link later. See, it's a bitch with blonde hair. You know how these little childish, nitpicking girls.
That hoe was drinking the rock side. I ain't trying to hear that shit.
My bad, bro. You got number four.
No, this is number three.
I'm not counting like my. Okay,
yeah,
number
we on
three.
Number, I'm keeping track. We on number three. Number three is, you bitches that ain't wearing shoes that is your size, I'm tired of seeing y'all with gaps at the back and your toes curled over the front of your shoes. That ain't what's up. And this goes
what, Timmy? Timmy, you want to know why that is?
That'll go for you, too.
let's just go ahead and make this what it is. The same girls that's borrowing $250 to go buy other people rounds of drinks and then give it back to them and be salty are the same girls that do what I like to call club co-signment. If you can't afford to buy a drink in the club and you go borrow X amounts of money, can you afford Coogi? Can you afford, what do you girls wear, Christian Louboutin? You can afford Versace. I'm pretty sure you can't afford the little devil heels that all these girls be wearing with no heels on the back. You probably can't afford the 6 inches. So what you're going to do is you're going to go co-sign one of your friend's shoes. And she's going to be like, girl, I wear a size 8. I know you in the 7. And then she's going to put that on. Oh, it's cute, though. And she's going to wear it to the club anyway. You already know that's what it is.
No gaps. No gaps and no curled over toes. No gaps. And no
ankles. My brother added on. He said, what about dudes with creased forces, though? If I can pull it out of my pocket and shake it out and put it on the table, I don't think you'd be put it on your foot. I'm just being real. Just being honest.
Oh, well, I'm done. I'm going to go with y'all.
Like,
we're going to reduce the shoes, too. Don't wear the shoes. You know it's way too big when you be wearing, and you're getting ready to trip and fall all night in the club with your shoes and goddamn Bill. He a damn clown trying to have a freaking rock McDonald's.
They got on flip-flop sneakers. That's that 2013 shit. Flip-flop sneakers, nigga. All right, nigga, we going to make that shit hot.
Y'all know I ain't gonna say nothing else got no shoes. I can go in about that all day too.
I ain't
these 2013
yet.
Melissa wearing hoes. I seen a girl at Red Goose. So that means I'm coming for one of you Fort Worth girls. Y'all have
you know
some Melissa
hold on,
in
hold
the
on.
Club.
Before you say this, quit shooting shots at Red Goose though. I'm gonna need you to stop that. You hurt me over here. You hurt me.
We ain't shooting shots. You know what's gonna happen? People gonna show up and they gonna be looking for the girls that's rocking them Melissa's, rocking them her hats, rocking them granny panties, and they gonna be like, hey, they told us about that, man. That's the girl they
were talking about. Come correct. That's what's gonna happen. They're gonna start coming correct, man. They're gonna be like,
yeah, well, I'm talking
about
that.
I'm gonna start coming correct. They're gonna rip me.
Unless this person is the same person, which, you know, nobody knows, then I'm pretty sure her feelings will not be hurt. But if they are, who cares? It's Real Spill Radio. Anyway, moving on to number two.
I told you to grab attention for the show started. Here you talking about, if your feelings hurt, get off the line.
That's what I'm saying. So if your feeling hurts, you know, it's Real Spill Radio. You shouldn't be listening, no way. Just saying.
Shouldn't be listening. Church.
So can I get a number two?
You want me to do that number two? You get the number one? Okay, I got you. Number two, here we go. I'm going to try to be nice. Fall's coming up. Let's remind everybody, fall's coming up.
Yeah, no turtlenecks.
And I know a lot of people that love, you know, and this is Labor Day weekend. And a lot of people are going to be wearing white. Ladies, I ain't trying to, you know, I'm just keeping it real. Like you said, your feelings hurt, hang the heck up. But if it's that time of the week, or the month, or whatever, don't wear white. Don't wear white bottoms. Don't do it, because if the wrong thing happens, the wrong thing is going to show in your pants. I'm just saying. I've seen it happen before. I remember it was a chick in the club. She was bad. She was like, this is bad. She twerking. And then you turn around, you see this red spot. They got nothing to do with it. It wasn't part of the design of the pants.
because you didn't see no red spots nowhere else. Ladies, really, just stick it through before you do this. I know it's Labor Day weekend, you're going to wear white, but yeah, if it's not right, don't do it. I'm just letting you know.
That'll even be the kicker, though. I haven't been into the club where a girl, you can tell she just took a bath. You can smell her smelling like, Bath and Body Works. You standing in line with her. You're like, oh, girl, you smell good. Your outfit's nice. Da-da-da-da. All the little bullshit that girls had other girls when their clothes are nice. You walk inside, and she proceeds to dance, and you smell something that smells of great death that comes out of her vagina. And I'm not understanding.
Hey, that ain't girls only. That's these niggas, too, coming up to the club without their degree or their speed stick, smelling like they just done played a game of basketball or football and came straight to the club, smelling like ass and goddamn me a grip number two with extra onions.
It's not grip number two, though, bro. Not number two.
Y'all know how them onions at Griff be cutting up, nigga. Y'all know how that shit be. You smell that shit at the door.
I mean, it's not even just goof. It's so many places where you go into and, you can smell problems at the door. You can smell gonorrhea. You can smell herpes. You can smell vaginitis. You can smell a bad day at work. You can smell a hard-working man. You can smell all that when you hit the door. You can smell that. And I think people don't care. I know some people that have been to the club with Renee and took a bath before they went.
And
it's just like...
Say it with me, sing it. That shit is not appeasing.
Not appeasing.
If you haven't taken a bath within a work shift, if you go into the club, I'm pretty sure you're going to be funky. I'm just saying.
Yes,
You're human.
Ladies, you know when your hair is trying to let go of the weeds. Well, that mud looks like a goddamn trouble weed. It's time to let it go. Take the weed out your hair. That looks like a trouble weed.
One of my mother's favorite.
Take it off because it starts smelling funky and it starts turning brown. It's not cute brown. It starts turning dirt brown. It's time to take it off. If you don't wear it to the club, because I'm going to roast you, and I'm going to tell people around me, man, look at this chick right here. We talked about her, man. She didn't listen to the show, didn't listen to what we told her. She still got that nappy. So I'm putting the whole weave in her head. Let it go.
Yeah, don't come in the club with that shit that's nappied in a goat's ass or look like that shit that's on the back of a yak after they done took a shit. hold on. Y'all know how when we was kids and we used to fall asleep with gum in our mouth and wake up and that shit being a nigga hair? Yeah, bitch. If the gel look like that on your shit, take that shit down.
If you go in the club and you look like Brock from Pokemon, you need to take your ass back in the house. You can go ahead and go right on, do a little 360 and go on right on back to the crib. That's what you need to do. Right now.
I'm pretty sure
if you look like Brock, you look like a Pokemon, and Ash is not going to choose you. I promise.
You say, bitch, don't come to the club with no Bulbasaur pun on the back of your shit. You out of line.
So what I think we're going to do, because I don't think they deserve to hear one quite yet. Y'all think they deserve to hear one yet?
Nah, we're going.
You know, before you even get them a one, I got a special one for you, Goldie.
What's that one?
Are you ready? It's from a special person. He got one. He got to share. I'm going to let him say something real quick.
Okay.
Oh, we got a caller coming in. Okay.
Yeah, you coming all up in the club, like I said, talking about looking like you Strong Jay and everything. You turn around and open up your mouth and start talking, and you sound like the unit up. Make a nigga want to buy some insurance. It's time to go home.
Do you mind repeating that for us? Because I don't think the listeners heard that.
But I sure didn't. That nigga sound like he got a mouth full of something. I need him to check that.
Said it, don't make our show ratchet. You have to repeat what he said.
Right. This is unethical.
So what we're gonna do is while Seth getting his all while he getting his laugh together, I'm gonna need y'all to turn up real quick, and I know y'all gonna think of what's his name? You ever been injured in an accident? Go ahead and think about Bruce Flint while y'all listening to this song, because y'all know that's what I'm going to be thinking about. We're going to come right on back, and I'm going to give y'all number one, and then y'all going to call me childish, and then we're going to, you know, I ain't going to even care, though.
We the motherfucking best, nigga.
18.
Super.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
Hey, I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Rich as a bitch, 100K I spun that on my wrist, $200 spun that on your bitch, do me your model, put that on my list, oh there he go in that foreign again, killing the scene, bring the core in the end, murder she wrote, swallow a choke, hit her and go, I won't call her again, woke up running in my own it. Crib as big as a college, smoke me a pound of the loudest, whipping some shit with no mileage, diamonds cost me a fortune, them horses all in them Porsches, you put this game under afford it, $4,200 my mortgage, falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you call me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Reppin' my city around in my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas won't beef, then I bitches to play. Bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
Hey, I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
And I'm at it again. Let go that flow, bringing tragedy in. Top me your chain, your salary spent. Niggas just sweeping them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Olsen twins. Niggas is squares, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Strap with them choppers in back of the rear. Fox pop there, them killers is here. Woke up, burn it in mounted. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Wanted with me, I deliver the beat. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when they're red on your feet. Bang, 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 bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Photographs of dope boys. It's all they taking, fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hatin', push a button on his broke boy. As detonation walk the road to riches bare feet. Me, I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that 12G. I'm trying to bubble every summer a new LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bone and hit that man, that's from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, bitch, the princess running mill. That's what it is. Ricky Rose, Jay, and Nate Tour. We got a trip. Yeah.
I come looking for you ahead.
What you know about this?
I stay smoking on good to
the
man.
We the best.
You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Smell it like jewels. I'm about to hit the club. Turn that motherfucker up. Watch out.
So, I'm gonna let Simi go ahead and comment on that there, cause that's his lane.
That was my nigga Big Texta Fresh and Major League Juicy Drew. That's the name of that track. Is called Watch Out. That's pretty much the theme song of Red Goose. That's how we turn up. That's how we does it at the Goose. Free Big Tex. My nigga on lock. Free Big Tex. He coming home soon, hopefully. But let's get back into the segment though.
Yeah, and anytime I'm playing a local artist, I will show love and go ahead and tag them in the status and just let everybody know that I'm playing them. Mainstream artists, they get enough play, so they're good.
Yeah, they get enough, man. That's what I've been saying, son.
And so we got City J. He's going to come back with that number one thing that we hate either seeing in the club or that y'all be doing.
Okay. So you know, because that can just be the clothes, right? I can pick any random thing that they doing. Number one. All right, yeah, really. Number one.
You taking too long, nigga, just saying too tight clothes. Nigga, too tight clothes.
I have to put the special music on because it gets real on this part.
It gets real on this field.
It gets real. All right. And now. The number one.
Number one thing
that drives me freaking insane in the club is not just clothes alone. Y'all thought we was just going on clothes, right? All right, thank you, Jeffrey. That's enough. All right, the number one thing is, ladies and gentlemen, the person is trying to dance with you. It does not mean that they're always trying to take you home to fuck you. I had to put my soft voice on for that one. Does not mean they're trying to take you home to fuck you. Some people go in the club just to have a good time and dance with you. It's that simple. I'm going to let you know. Have you chicks that I dance with, y'all wouldn't have a shot if I was Miss Magoo. Let alone with me how I am now. No. Just get over it. It's just having a good time. After it's all said and done, I walk out the door. You the chick that was in the club I was dancing with. You ain't Tasha, Shaniqua, I'm just using brand names, whatever. You ain't whoever. You just the chick I was dancing in the club with. Boom, bam, they're on to the next day. That's how it is.
But since we on that, and I agree, because that's not always the case, but we all know that it's been a couple of dudes that they think because they didn't came behind you while you dancing or that they didn't gave you a compliment on how you look that you automatically obligated to give them either your number, be a dance, or see some of your time, and you are not obligated to do any of those things. The same way these dudes don't automatically want you because they got behind your ass because you probably turned around and scared them. Y'all probably get on my nerves and you probably was too clingy in the club. I hate clingositis. It's not going down.
Another one to add to that.
Speaking of clean, like, we're going to talk about these extra tight, skinny jean wearing ass niggas and these bitches with this shit that's on too tight, fat bitches looking like a busted biscuit or a busted hot link or some shit.
Or some toothpaste. They don't quite
got their legs looking like shoestrings hanging out from whatever the hell they got on. That shit, come on, Sid, you know what I'm finna say. That shit is not appeasing.
It's
not appeasing to nobody at all.
Once again, so do I need to bring this up? If you built like cotton candy, you need not to be in something form-fitting. If you are built like hard times and struggle in the Great Depression, all into one, I need you not to put on the good times outfit. If you look like you have been eating 5 pounds of lard, I need you not to squeeze your lard ass into a medium club dress and go to the club and shake like you are cute. If you are built like a 2-liter bottle, I need you not to try to fit into a 12-ounce. Can you not do that for me, ladies? Please. I'll tell you one more time. Please don't do that in my face.
Any chicks that got that, you know,
that don't quite got all the assets, I'm going to need y'all to wear the shirts that fits. If it's hanging off of you, like Fred Flintstone,
oh,
they ain't right. Take, don't wear it to club.
See, that should bring us to the next point.
This is not Bedrock. Get it together. I know y'all heard Young Money Bedrock, but ain't that Bedrock. Get together. I need y'all to get together, ladies. Because the skinny chicks, y'all not exempt either because some of y'all been coming in looking wrong. You know you do, man. Like, I can't stand when a skinny chick who has no form, who has no shape, and she has on apple bottoms or Darion jeans. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's false advertising.
Say it. Since we're speaking on that, we got to bring up the white girl. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
We're going to bring her into the equation.
Because I don't know whatever it was, the banana-colored bodysuit. What was that, latex, plastic? I mean, what the fuck? What was that? Bitch looked like she had two pieces of... y'all know how y'all fried bologna in their little butt? That's what it looked like was hanging out from under that shit.
No, this is what I didn't understand about the whole thing. So before I get into this, this is the segment where all three of us are pretty much going, we just going to go in. And this segment is called The Read. And if you know anything about reading, which some of you probably don't, when you read a book, you are reading it to understand. You are reading it for comprehension. You are reading it for everything that it is, not what it's supposed, not what you think it says. You are supposed to be reading it for what it is. And that's what we do here on The Read. We just going to help y'all understand. So basically, y'all need to tell me, first of all, she came out with this uncomfortable bodysuit on with this teddy bear in the front. That was A. B, she had little pieces of cloth hanging out the side. And then C, when she ripped it off, her yeast infection came out to play. So it's like, and then y'all thought that Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, with the blonde wig, with the bangs, with the Nicki Minaj haircut, and things of that nature was going to turn around and have a butt? Y'all expected her to have a butt because she twerked in a one-piece pajama suit in another video?
Nigga, she wasn't even twerking.
She was in a onesie twerking, and y'all expected her to come on the VMA and have booty shots? Hey.
Quit calling that twerking. That was not twerking. She was having a seizure.
what they said on Grips and Glimmer earlier, Jody said, y'all got that one friend. You got that one friend that learned that new dance. And once she learned that new dance, she wanted to do it to every song. That's Miley Cyrus with twerking. That's what they said. I'm agreeing with it. We are reaffirming that right now. We know you start twerking and loving it or something, but you don't twerk to every song. Blur Lines is not a twerk song.
She was not twerking.
Can somebody answer this question? Nobody can answer this question. I need everybody that has them, because if you have them, I know that you would. I need y'all to go pick up a milk carton and get your Sharpie marker out, and I need you to put a picture of Miley Cyrus's ass, and right in the middle of her crack, I need you to draw a question mark in the middle of her butt where there's a piece of her booty missing, because it's about a good foot of booty missing in the middle of her butt. And this is about that. I tried to find the middle of her butt all night. People kept reposting this picture, saying that her booty looked like turkey loaf. It looked like sandwich meat. It looked like chicken butt. But nobody was addressing that she was missing a whole heap of skin in the middle of her booty. Nobody addressed that, though. Y'all just thought that it looked flat. Y'all didn't see that little bridge of fat that was missing in the middle of a booty. And then it was covered in this horrible gold piece of shit.
shit like hell, Macho yeah, Man Randy yeah. Savage ripped it apart and said, "Step into a slim jump." Like, I'm need her to get it together. She built like a protractor. I mean, it's not. I can't with it. I just can't my size.
Said bitch got that trapezoid booty.
When your booty built like a wishbone, it's time to go. It's time to let it go. No more. You cannot twerk no more. When your booty is built like a wishbone, it's time to stop.
Say it. She wasn't twerking. She didn't take her epilepsy medicine, and she had a
but
seizure.
That brings me into today.
Stop
she
saying twerk, and she had a seizure.
This is where I read Miley Cyrus, because y'all not getting it. Y'all keep asking, why is Miley twerking? She's Hannah Montana. My children watch Hannah Montana. Why is she doing this? Here's the real thing. Y'all not noticing that Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus, whatever her real name is, she does not care what you guys think. She is trying to be the notorious Lindsay Lohan. And on top of that, she failed miserably at it because she has not made a hit since Party in the USA, and she was still Disney when she partied in the USA. And then on top of that, today she posted a picture of her in twerking in a Jordan two-piece outfit. It's like a bikini it's like the most coonerific outfit ever. But nobody's expecting to see that Miley Cyrus is not a coon. Y'all keep treating her like coon. She gonna get coon privileges. She can freestyle. I ain't worried about nothing. Then nobody said nothing about that. So they was like, oh, Miley kind of went in. Y'all keep giving this little girl coon privileges. What y'all think she gonna do? Coon shit. Y'all keep expecting.
I mean,
her
I'm just saying. Let's say somebody. I'm just saying, whatever, in the words of K. Michelle, world's over. I mean, her receipt, we ain't seen nothing on her receipt since, like you said, since Party in the USA, since wherever that movie where she was in love with the dude, now she's in love with Liam Hemsworth, whatever. We ain't seen nothing, ain't nothing just like popping since then. This is ain't really just ain't quite. No, we just, now she's just. It's like, how do you go from one of the biggest scenes ever, now you the extra? She the extra on everything. Oh, here goes Juicy J video. She's like, I mean, every freaking time you turn your head, she's like, where's Waldo? Like, no matter where you go, where's Waldo's been everywhere? He on the beach, he on whatever. And on every World's Waldo book, there's always that page where somebody is on that page doing the most. Miley Cyrus is one of them people on that page next to World's Waldo. That's what's going on. I'm here to get it together.
I was mad at the Jim Carrey pigtails that the bitch had in her head. She was wrong for that.
No, she was built like Jim Carrey as the bodybuilder. It wasn't the pigtails.
What was the name? Look,
I can't
remember
what
you're talking about.
It was Vera de Milion.
Feed Africa, no. Feed Miley.
Twerk Miley. Twerk. Twerk Miley. Twerk Miley. Twerk.
That's a seizure.
We got a listener's comment. He said, to her defense, she thinks she can rap because she got the Kendrick Lamar haircut.
Whichever caller
sent that in, kudos, my nigga.
Oh,
funny.
We got a caller too. Guess who it is? You know who it is, right, Cody?
But yeah, you know, first of all, let's not only read Miley Cyrus, because Miley Cyrus was not the only epic fail of the night. MTV tried to come for the BET Awards because the BET Awards was actually something to remember, even though we don't remember it today because nobody can recall what happened to the BET Awards. Can you? No, you cannot. But can
I don't watch it anymore. It has sucked since like 2005.
But the BET Awards this season was the most memorable that they've had in a while. It may not be memorable to, like, continue to remember,
shit.
But
it was
the most memorable.
Yeah, because they had a pants up. They were just, wow, it was crazy. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I got to watch this and record. play, do whatever, man. I got to watch this again.
Although
the before show was right, and so was the after party.
Hey, what happened? I don't know. I didn't watch it.
With the MTV Awards?
Yeah, I didn't watch MTV.
Okay,
I
well, I'm going to sum it up for you. Ready? It opened with Born Lady Gaga with her same born attire. She came out as a cardboard box, spray painted white in art class, and she epically failed with her performance. And then there came Kanye, which he still believes he's Jesus, so he decided to give a shadow puppet, and it kind of didn't, it didn't work. And then there was Katy Perry. I don't even remember what she did because it wasn't memorable. The only memorable performance was Justin Timberlake, and he could have did better. I mean, it just, it epically failed on all levels.
It was mediocre.
Beetlejuice came in and got twerked up by Miley Cyrus, and they tried to come for him saying that he should have moved back because Paula Patton should be mad. But then they showed a picture of Robin Thicke backstage with one of the dancers, and if you saw the picture, you would think, oh, he's just posing with her. But if you look in the mirror,
yeah, he
got his fingers
booty
up her dress. Yeah. So, you know, he ain't slick and they ain't slick. He came to get twerked up on stage because Paula Patton ain't let him go out in the wild. He said he ain't been out since Blurred Lines. Let the man play. If that's what they like to do, that's what they like to do. But the VMAs was the most ratchet music video awards ever. It was more ratchet than the hip hop awards when started fighting. I know y'all remember that one, the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah, it's everything nowadays gets a coon pass, and I don't get it.
That's what I'm saying. If y'all stop giving these non African Americans, stop it, Father, don't you say nothing. If y'all stop giving these non-African Americans these coon passes, they'll stop doing coon shit because it won't be cool to be a coon unless you are a coon.
for the word coon. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you now. We will be using coonery, coonerific, anything that begins with coon and we can add a suffix to the end of that motherfucker, we gonna use it, because coon is that hot shit, real shit. Because if y'all quit acting like coon, we wouldn't call you coons, your motherfucking coons.
We'll call you raccoon. I would tell you
this nigga say raccoons.
These mascara, they don't quite looking like a goddamn raccoon.
You say it's a cornucopia of things we're going to say.
we got a special person on the line.
Cooncabulary is what we call it.
I'm going to bring him in the line for you real quick. I'm going to bring his line now. What's up, Chase? What's up?
Yeah, man, I had to jump in on the last minute festivities at the end. Sherry wound up. Sherry, I guess she was watching the MTV Awards, and I got off work today, and I caught some of that action. And Katy Perry was sea walking. Macklemore was rocking the same haircut as Miley Cyrus, and
so Kendrick Lamar performed three times that night.
Oh wee. Oh shit.
I happened to miss Beetlejuice coming out, but I did see pictures of it, and I told my coworkers earlier, you can't really knock Robin Thicke because if a girl twerking by you, you're going to look gay if you don't get on it.
Say, she was having a seizure. He should have called for help, nigga. That bitch didn't stop no twerking, my boy.
I mean, I don't want to hump a pile of bones either, but, you know what I mean? But Paula Patton probably only weighed 5 pounds more than Miley Cyrus, so I can't really.
True. Hey, Hey, Paula Patton got an ass though. We she at least got a little rumpel. She got a little rumpel booty.
Please send me that line for that.